We lead local talk, live and local with Monica J.
Monday.
Oh, yes, Monday. All that beautiful snow out there, being up at the ski resorts. I just got an email from a listener. Monica, my daughter is snowboarding right now with a mask on. LOL. How stupid is that? Well, I hate to say it, but it's your daughter. Talk to her. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, very simple. With Governor Sisolak's latest action of extending the eviction moratorium, should the state have to compensate landlords with tenants who are overdue on their rent? You know, landlords have businesses too. They have to pay their bills. And it's just a catch-22. So where are the government funds? Where's the money to help out? This is just incredible. But we do have to keep our heads about us. The electoral representatives here just cast at about 30 minutes ago, behind closed doors, of course, on a Zoom call. Jeez. Just cast Nevada's 6 electoral votes for Biden-Harris. But take a deep breath. Literally, that means nothing. It doesn't mean anything right now. They're just doing the pomp and circumstance to put it out there for Nevada. That's all. We're going to have an announcement at 12 o'clock today from Guard the Constitution, the group behind that. And that's what you have to focus on. The Constitution. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And check out my webpage, because there is an awesome interview, absolutely awesome interview. And I did put in a request, but he's kind of big to get on this show. But I'm trying, and that's with Dr. Shiva. So you can hear the interview on my webpage. Just go to 991fmtalk.com, and he lays it out. The election, the COVID farce, the vaccine. Yeah, you might want to look into Fauci's history. It's all about money. It's about money and control. That's all it is. And speaking of control, oh, that's not a great way to go into it, but he knows what I mean. You know, law enforcement. Try to make the connection there. Joining us right now on the Monica J. Show is Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong. Kenny, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. You've been very entertaining.
So what happened Saturday? I had a caller earlier, Diane, who was at the rally and who was actually standing with the Proud Boys, that says you came by and said, don't be here next Saturday. What's going on?
No, that's not quite accurate. What we do have down there is a lot of these demonstrations, we've tolerated them. These folks have a right to those demonstrations. It's the right place to have those demonstrations. But in many, many cases, you have the few who want to get out there and turn it into a circus. People riding on top of cars, a lot of verbal, very vile exchanges between drivers and people on the sides of the street. And I am responsible for that to restore some sort of order down there. And we pledge to do this. This Saturday, I had, you know, readily admit, it caught us off guard. We really had not anticipated that demonstration Saturday.
So what was so different about the rally on Saturday than in past Saturdays, because they've been going on every Saturday for the last 4 months?
They have been, and for all the information that's out there, by and large they are 99% good folks out there expressing their views or their opinions. But we are it is elevating to a point where we're getting some very hostile exchanges, some of them on the sidewalks, some of them in between cars. We now have some people who feel that they can ride on top of cars or jump out and interfere with the traffic going up and down Carson Street. And the problem is this. It scares the people who are just going through Carson. And I have to recognize that, and I have to be supportive of that. No one has a right to intimidate someone else into a fear because they're just passing through.
Right. You have to slam on your brakes because somebody just fell off of a vehicle because they were riding on top of it.
Yes.
Do you have any words for people that are planning on going this Saturday? Because they're going to be out there again this Saturday, and I'm going to be with them.
We're going to be out there this Saturday. Again, you know, if I were to focus in on anything, it's that it's not lawlessness, it's circus atmosphere. We want the people who are driving through town to feel safe as they go through. That's the primary purpose that we're out there. People, it's been a challenging year. We all know that. COVID and everything else, Minneapolis that has gone through, and we are supportive of people's right to express their beliefs and their opinions. But we want them to do that without threatening or intimidating others. I think that once you cross that peak, then you begin to lose the value of your message.
Okay. So one more time then, what did you say to the Proud Boys? Because Diane, a caller, called in and said that you said don't show up next Saturday.
No.
That to me sounds like intimidation.
No, that next Saturday, I told them all, including the booths that were set up, that this will not happen again next Saturday.
As in?
That circus atmosphere down there.
Okay, the circus atmosphere.
Yes.
But what do you specifically consider circus atmosphere? Because I look at people coming down and waving flags and, you know, waving and honking. What is your definition of circus atmosphere?
They should not be waving those flags to interrupt that flow of traffic, which includes the bicycle lanes on the street. They should not be flagging down cars, causing them to stop on Carson Street. They should not be selling items, causing the traffic to back up on Carson Street. They certainly should not be jumping from vehicles and running around the streets. You remember back when we were kids, the old Chinese fire drill type of atmosphere?
Yes.
That will not be tolerated any longer.
Okay. All right. So there you have it from Sheriff Furlong. You can be there, but it has to be peaceful, it has to be respectful, and it has to be non-distracting, non-circus.
Monica, you could not have said it better.
Well, you know. What can I say? Kenny, thank you so much for coming in and sitting down and talking with us today and getting it straightened out for what people can expect this Saturday, because you know they're going to be there.
Yes, we will be there.
All right. Thank you. There goes Sheriff Ken Furlong. And this is what we do. We express ourselves, but we have to remember that we respect law enforcement. We respect being there and, how to put this nicely, not causing a scene that could get others hurt. Because in one respect, I agree that I've driven through there on my way out. And yeah, if you're a bicyclist, there's no way you're getting through on those lanes. If you're a driver, it is a distraction. But on the other hand, it is your right. But it's not your right to cause an accident. All right, now that we got that out. All right, hopefully I will see you there on Saturday. I will be bundled up and, you know, weather permitting. But if it's cold, so what? It's always cold in Nevada. Hey, guess what we have this hour to give away? we have the chocolate shop. So be listening for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to the chocolate shop. It's for a box of truffles. Yes, yum. Oh, just love it. Be listening for your chance to win. All right. Monica, thank you for supporting our local militias. It was wonderful to hear you say you would gladly stand by them. We are headed to Carson City for a rally where the electors are expected to make announcement at noon. West Coast Patriots, Battleborn, and the Three Percenters will be there to show their support for the citizens of this state. They will be there to support Sean Meehan and everyone else fighting for our constitutional rights. They were there last Saturday, and the media coverage of the event was less than favorable towards them. Media liberal rags, what do you expect? That was my opinion, not the not Dawn's. And choose to put their own liberal slant on everything. In closing, thank you for reading my email about the backlash we received from my father-in-law over politics. Best wishes to you and yours this holiday season, Dawn. Dawn, thank you so much for sending that email, because we know where the support is coming from. We know what the Proud Boys are about. We know that all of the militias out there, Battleborn, West Coast Patriots, they're going to get negative media. But that's what the media does. They're just trying to spread fear. Just as they spread fear with COVID, they spread fear with our local militias as well. And that sucks. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike. Mike was at the rally. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Monica. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, first I want to say that I do respect Sheriff Furlong. I think he's a good sheriff. But I was there, and you know, there may have been a little bit of a circus atmosphere. But that's, I think, some people letting off a little tension. I'd rather have it let off that way than other ways. You know, so I didn't like him. I think he's exaggerating, though, as far as the atmosphere. I thought it was, you know, very subdued and so on and so forth. And I hope that the sheriffs don't. I like the way the sheriffs have been reacting to this. I hope they don't push towards the people at the rallies, because it just sometimes when they push, there's pushback.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that you said that, Mike, because I just received an email from Tom that says they didn't have any problems with the disruption of the BLM. This guy can, well, yeah, no more sitting back. So we just have to make sure, Mike, that people are protected and it doesn't escalate to the point that, you know, anybody gets hurt.
Right. Right. And we respect our sheriffs. And I'm in Douglas County, and we have a great sheriff here.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have one of the best. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, and appreciate you spending time at the rallies as well. We've got Mike again. We've got another Mike on the line.
Hey,
popular
yeah,
name
I
today.
Was out there. Yeah, yeah, I was out there at the rally also, and the thing that happens, the Proud Boys, when people go flicking us off and everything, they're yelling back at them, and I don't think Kenny Furlong likes that. But again, when BLM blocked the road, he didn't arrest anybody. When the one guy shot off his AK-47, he did not arrest him for a few days. So he's not enforcing it equally then. Nobody's stopping to buy any of those masks or shirts in their car and blocking traffic.
Yeah, so I've seen the people who are shopping literally are there, and they're a part of the rally. They're going up and purchasing stuff. So we just
Kenny Furlong has already said he does not want militia there. He doesn't want long guns there. He doesn't want people with body armor there. He doesn't want any of that there in the area. And he's openly said that.
But it's their right. So,
and he doesn't like Proud Boys. Well, it's our right, and he doesn't like the Proud Boys.
But so, it's your right.
But it doesn't. It's our right, but it, he doesn't seem to be upset with Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Antifa and Black Lives Matter have made a call from Reno that they want to assemble and be there this Saturday. That Proud Boys are there, and they need to have people there to counter protest and stuff. So,
yeah,
so that
well,
might happen this weekend. And that's why he might be saying this now, because he knows Black Lives Matter and Antifa are coming. I don't know.
And that's where he's in a tough spot because he has to play both sides. But that's where we just make sure that, you know, regular normal citizens like me, we're out there standing beside you. So we protect the Proud Boys this time. How about that?
Yeah, no, we're all peaceful. We're all peaceful when we go. There's never any real problems. People are flicking us all off all the time. You know, we agree Trump is number one, or we think it's their IQ. We're always trying to figure out what they're saying.
Exactly.
But we're always peaceful. You've been out there. I'm there all the time.
Unfortunately, we just had the incident between the Proud Boys and the Antifa or the BLM member. No, Antifa member, where people got stabbed. So, unfortunately, what happens nationally shines a light on all the groups and people get nervous. So, but we'll be there on Saturday protecting the Republic and making sure that everything stays peaceful. And that includes the BLM and Antifa, because as far as I've seen in reporting, they're the only ones that have been causing the problems and instigating it. So we'll be right there beside you, Mike.
I believe your one caller when she said she heard Furlong say that for them not to come. I believe her more than I believe Furlong.
All right.
I could see him saying it to those guys.
Mike, thanks for calling. I got to let you go. I got two more people on the line. Brian, Nate, hang on. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Siri, let's get this holiday party started.
One possibility is Holiday Inn Express, 3 miles away by car. Do you want to bet one?
I'm not looking for a Holiday Inn. I said let's get this party started.
Searching for Boston Party on the iTunes Store.
It's a party, party, party!
No, I'm not talking about the band Boston or their song Party.
The Boston Tea Party was an American political and mercantile protest by the Sons of Liberty in Boston, Massachusetts. Would you like to hear more?
No, you idiot. We are planning a holiday party on Zoom for The Office.
The Office, an American mockumentary sitcom, depicts the everyday works in the Scranton, Pennsylvania branch of the fictional Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Somebody shoot me.
Do you want to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline?
That's it. I've had it. Plan your own Zoom holiday party. Alexa powering down.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Manic Monday.
Oh, hell no. I've been jonesing for this. All weekend. Are you kidding? I wanted to be on the air so badly over the weekend. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm loving Monday. All the hacks that were going on, the DOD, the DOJ, I mean, systems getting hacked into. I just wanted to talk about all of it. So it was like, come on, Monday. Come on, Monday. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Speaking of coming on, let's get back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Brian this morning. Brian, you wanted to talk about the sheriff?
Yeah. Well, so your comment, are you coming on to me? Is that what that was?
I
wasn't very excited. Come on. Anyway, good Monday. Beautiful day out. But, yeah, so Furlong's little speech he just gave sure sounds very political and very shady, I'll say. There's been multiple times that he's put out there that he does not want militia, long guns, people with body armor in that town. His own police officers know that. Very good friends with a bunch of them down there. And the other problem I have is now it's an issue, but when you have BLM laying across the main road and blocking traffic, they didn't stop them from doing that. So
they shut down the road.
I get that. Yeah, right. I get that you know, yeah, it gets a little chaotic and a little hectic down there sometimes. And there's a lot of people in this area that get that mob mentality of, hey, there's, you know, hundreds of people around me, I can act like an idiot. And, you know, that's another thing is it's also our jobs to control those people in our groups. You know, there was a couple in Gardnerville a while ago that a buddy of mine and I had to pull aside and say, dude, you know, calm down, knock it off, chill. So I think it's kind of all of our responsibilities to keep it calm, you know,
exactly,
to a point.
Yes.
But, you know, this whole comment about, oh, no, I didn't say that, you know, I wasn't there. So we'll leave it at that. But, you know, maybe there is maybe there's someone that's a lawyer around this area that can go down and be with the people and look out for these things. And that way, if any police officer infringes on people's rights, they can be there, witness it, take care of it, and you know, be that person to help out the group.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. So hopefully somebody was listening that, you know, has a little bit of a legal background and can be there to show support. So Brian, I got to move on, but thank you so much for calling in and I appreciate that. And I wasn't hitting on you. I promise. 26 years with the guy in the next room. So, all right, let's go to Nate quickly. Nate, I got to take a Fox News break, but I want to get you on the line. What's up?
Okay, cool. I was at the rally. Everything was mellow. As far as the antagonization that was going on was a lot of the people that drive by, they flip you off. They tell you to go. I know I'm on the radio, but F yourself and stuff like that. So, if somebody tells me that, we probably give it right back to them and just, you know, I mean, that's just common sense how I grew up. But I thought everybody was being mostly pretty good. You know, everybody's having fun, though, man. We love Trump. We're celebrating Trump. And that's the bottom line right there, Monica. And I'll be at every rally.
So, all right, Nate, you. I'll see you Saturday then. Thank you. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update with an update on Comma Coffee as well. So, coffee.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. With Governor Sisolak's latest action of extending the eviction moratorium, should the state have to compensate landlords that have tenants overdue on their rent? It's a vicious circle. This whole thing is a vicious circle, and where is the CARES Act money? Where is it being spent? Governor Sisolak needs to come forward and give us a full accounting of where this money is going. I mean, he's using it to deny people, you know, money if they don't do what he says. So where is all that money going? Love to hear from you today. Nissan of Carson City, thank you so much for bringing us the poll question. Friday's poll question, do you plan on spending more this Christmas than in Christmases past? 11% said more. 27% said the same. 23% said humbug. And 39% said less. Because that's the times that we're looking at here. On the national news, you hear how bright the economy is, how many jobs are being added, but not in Democrat-controlled states. Not here in Nevada. People still fighting with Dieter just to get their unemployment checks. This isn't right. And it's not rocket science either. It's just not right. But these are the leaders that were elected. So I urge you to join me tomorrow. Joey Gilbert, my guest, tomorrow at 10:38. We're going to be going over the letter that he sent out to supporters and people, because he has spent pretty much the weekend going over OSHA documents, the citations and the notifications of penalty. And he's even gotten some tutoring from former OSHA inspectors. And hopefully give you a little lesson on how to open up your business and stop the BS. It's not against the law for you to make a living. It's not against the law for you to open up your business, not require distancing, and not require wearing masks. And Joey's got the proof of it. You just have to have the cojones to stand up to OSHA and the governor. And trust me, the governor doesn't have any cojones. So we know who's going to win this one. Going back to what happened on Saturday at the rally, the Stop the Steal rally. Hey, as long as BLM and Antifa can attend public gatherings, so can anybody else, no matter what they call themselves. Thank you for the text. Another text. Let's see, we got going on. Last night, the owner of Comma Coffee was attacked for distributing coffee coupons to people outside her business who had gathered to show support for Donald Trump. Apparently, some of the coupon recipients were Proud Boys, who the internet trolls have declared to be racist. As such, the owner of Comma Coffee was attacked for supporting racism. Even though she made a statement to the contrary, it was not enough for the trolls, as they deemed she not serve anyone the trolls deem racist, or whatever woke agenda they support. In the middle of a pandemic and government restrictions crushing small businesses. Seriously? Telling a business owner not to accept business, regardless of who is buying. The trolls have zero idea of how to live without government handouts taken from the taxes of the hardworking. And they have the stones to tell you how to do your business in order to survive. All right. We still have a guest in the studio. I guess he's been hanging out and talking to the boss and just, you know, eating the donuts that were there. I don't know.
Plenty of donuts here in the studio.
Plenty of donuts. But once again, Sheriff Ken Furlong joins us. Ken, you've been listening to the comments. You've been listening to what people have been saying. This sheriff wants to arrest American patriots and threaten citizens while Lick-A-Sack's minions, a.k.a. brown shirts, are using Gestapo-style tactics against people in his jurisdiction. How nice is that?
Yeah, you know, I would like to make a comment. The last caller really hit it on the head, and I thought he said he wasn't down there this past weekend. What we do look for is the organizers of these demonstrations to control the demonstrations themselves. We've proven that over the last 9 months. In fact, we've been able to scale back our operations tremendously as a result of the self-control, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misinformation out there, a tremendous amount. And the internet tends to, as you were talking about with Comma Coffee, the internet tends to really cause some explosions where they're needless. But the last caller really did hit it on the head, what we look for, what the sheriff's office here in Carson looks for, and that's that the organizers of these demonstrations, that they police themselves. And I use the word police lightly, because the only police that are out there are true law enforcement officers from the sheriff's office, legislative police, Nevada Highway Patrol. We do look for everybody's safety first.
This is actually rather poignant. Tell all those people who feel they need to flip off people that flip them off that they are lowering self to their levels.
And so, Monica,
if somebody flips you off, blow a kiss.
I saw that text. Monica, I want to stress to you, and law enforcement is experiencing this all the way across the country. The one thing that we are consistently hit with is I'm the one that's being peaceful. Mm-hmm. Everybody claims that they are the one being peaceful, and God love them. I really do appreciate that, because that's what we do want. These demonstrations, they're rightful, but they need to be peaceful. And the last gentleman who spoke hit it right on the head when he said it is the responsibility of everybody inside of that. When they see one of their friends getting ratcheted up, call him aside.
But Kenny, you have to admit too that the perception of people, because you know my listeners support law enforcement.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They back the blue. But when you have the pictures and the videos circulating of Antifa and BLM rioting and injuring police officers, and then law enforcement takes a knee with them and treats them with kit gloves, letting them riot, letting them do what they do. And then when patriots are there, it seems to be a different standard. Do you not see that?
No. What we see is that events occur all the way across the country, and 2,000 miles away from that event, it can spur an awful lot of emotions in your own hometown, wherever you're at. We readily acknowledge that. Again, the misinformation, you know, I'll go back to this because it was raised a couple of times during on your callers when BLM closed down Carson Street. BLM never closed down Carson Street. I did. I closed it long before they ever walked off the sidewalks because we saw traffic creating a major safety issue. And so we just closed the street. So, you know, your eyes can see one thing and it may not absolutely be true.
Yeah, because the only stories I've ever heard out of that was that BLM was getting out in the streets. So that's when you closed it. But you're saying you closed it before they got into the streets.
I am the one who closed it. And I closed it because cars were racing through to get out of that area. Again, everybody claims that they're the peaceful one. And I go back to the last caller. It's up to the group to control those that seem to be getting too aggressive.
All right. And then law enforcement doesn't have to get involved.
And then we don't have to get involved. And like I said, we've been scaling back quite a bit over the months. We've been doing this for 9 months. We haven't had anybody hurt. We haven't had any property damage to speak of. It's been a very, very successful operation, but we don't want people hurt. And people jumping off trucks and accosting drivers and drivers accosting demonstrators, these are the things, any one of those incidents can spur violence.
Yeah. And then, as we know from being in this field for a long time, that's when innocent people get hurt.
Correct. And that you've hit it on the head. So you and the last caller are most correct. We need to control everybody ourselves. Be responsible for what we're doing. Be responsible for the message that we're sending out.
All right. Sheriff Ken Furlong, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Now get back to work. Jeez. Stop messing around in my studio. All right. We'll be right back to wrap up the show with a little bit more for businesses. I want to read you more parts of Joey Gilbert's letter and how you can get in touch with him at joeygilbertlaw.com right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As I go to wrap up the show, I'm going to let you call in one last time at 884-9910, not to talk politics, to win chocolate. Caller number 5 right now at 884-9910. You're going to picture yourself up a gift certificate for the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. Yes, glorious Gardnerville. Box of truffles at $25 value. Good luck to you. We have serious going-ons everywhere right now. Everywhere. This is a story coming out of AmericanMilitaryNews.com. Chinese communist member data leak shows that thousands in U.S. government, companies, and more. Yep. A leaked database of 2 million Chinese Communist Party members, that's the CCP I talk about, revealed that thousands of Chinese communist members infiltrated U.S., U.K., and Australian government agencies and companies. These news reports revealed this over the weekend, and this is something that you should know. The database leak originally reported by The Australian, it's one of the sites that I follow, get out of American media. I watch China News Now. I also watch Sky News Australia. Australians really got it going on. They know what's happening. They revealed the identities of nearly 2 million CCP members, thousands of which were discovered to be employed by Western businesses and government agencies, and 79,000 branches of the CCP. The Australian described more than 7,000 CCP members identified in just seven major global companies. Volkswagen, Boeing, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Qualcomm, Hewlett-Packard, HSBC. You probably don't remember the story about Huawei trying to purchase and have a media group down in Las Vegas. Yeah. Nevada is in bed with the CCP. And it's interesting. I love the pictures. Thank you so much. One of the gentlemen I follow on Twitter is Code Monkey Z. And he put out a tweet of all of the government officials out there having their pictures taken with CCP members. And look at that. Governor Sisolak right there. For how many years did Brian Sandoval, when he was governor, keep making those trips to China, trying to build that relationship? Well, you don't build relationships with Chinese companies, because no Chinese company can do business with anybody outside of China unless they're a part of the CCP, because they control everything. And they want to control Americans as well. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. Joey Gilbert is the people's champ. He has been studying OSHA documents and citations and notifications. If OSHA shows up at your business, call Joey Gilbert Law at 284-7700. We'll keep that number in the studio for you, 775-284-7700. He is providing instructions by either himself or his staff to people who want to open their businesses and not be harassed by OSHA. Get in touch with him today. It's up to us. It's not up to Sisolak. It's not up to Sheevy. I mean, did you even know that Sheevy had COVID? Did you even know that she was out? Where were the stories on that? Who was running the city of Reno? All of these people recovering who haven't had vaccinations, all of these people taking medications. If you can't put together that China is our biggest threat, our biggest enemy, and yet they've infiltrated everything. Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, told us when this country falls, it's going to be because of infiltration on the inside. And that is exactly what is happening right now in front of your eyes. The plandemic was fake. The numbers are there. If you can't see it for yourself, if you can't do the research and you're just relying on mainstream media, then God help you. Because the majority of the rest of the country is waking up to this, that Fauci is the fraud, Birx is the fraud, Bill Gates is the fraud. It's about money and control. And the only person who's fighting for us right now is Donald J. Trump. You are president now, and you're president in 2021. Just watch. It's all coming out. Congratulations to James in Carson City. James, you are going to love those truffles. As we wrap up the show today, it's just the usual word. I love you. Have a great day. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy the winter weather, finally. Get out and about. Get the mask off. And live your life. That's what you're supposed to be doing.